All right. We mentioned Ginger Z bringing her ABC network to northern Michigan and Sleeping Bear Dunes and Lake Michigan and such. And thanks to John Swicklett, Johnny on the spot, always on top of it. He let us know specifically that Ginger Z is from Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids. So I knew it was near Grand Rapids, but outside of it. So Rockford. There you go. As we continue here on this holiday week and heading into the holiday weekend, it's always a pleasure to welcome the former pastor congressman from the 5th District, the Republican Tim Walberg, to the show. Congressman Walberg, always a pleasure, sir.
Well, great to be with you, and happy 250th for a great country.
And I, for one, and I'm sure you too, love this country and am very proud to be an American. I know that the news media can't wait to tell us how many people don't think America would be around in 250 years, aren't proud to be an American, and all the rest of it. But I think there are plenty of us who are still, those of us who really pay attention and understand what America is all about and what America has given to our own families, the opportunities, I think they still are proud to be Americans as well. But that's not what I wanted to talk about with you. 6 years to the day after the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement on trade took effect that President Trump worked out and loved because he thought it was a perfect deal, now says he's pulling the plug on it. He said it yesterday. What's going on? Do you know?
Yeah. I mean, the president worked very hard on that deal for the American manufacturer, as well as agriculture worker, farmer, etc., did a great deal. I mean, all three countries benefited from that, but definitely America was first and foremost in his mind. He also said at that time that it was open to renegotiating if any of the rules and agreements were broken. Well, in 4 years of Biden's administration, many of them were broken by both Mexico and Canada on agricultural issues as well as manufacturing, export issues, the like. And I think the president came in primed to say, listen, we're going to either get back on track or we are going to end it and go on a renegotiating again for another provision. So I think that's where he's at. Frankly, he's trying to bring businesses back here, reshore them, and he's doing a great job. Thus far, we've seen significant reshoring of businesses in my district alone. Folks like Colson Group, for instance, a caster and wheel manufacturer in Albion, they have plans to expand, creating more jobs. The workforce, Working Families Tax Cut Act that we passed, the One Big Beautiful Bill, preserved an estimated 9,000 jobs in my district alone, saving around $800 million in wages. So we don't want to go backwards with a USMCA that isn't following the guidelines as originally intended. And I think this is probably the way, you know, the way Trump works, and you've watched him longer than I. This is the shot across the bow saying Canada, Mexico, we are part of this Western Hemisphere. We want to work together. But we're going to work together, and that means abiding by the principles that were in the USMCA.
I haven't thought of this, but has the Gordie Howe Bridge been also held hostage by this or just the other things that have come up along the way?
I think that very well could be. I think, again, negotiating efforts by the president, especially when he knows this is his last term and he wants to make something last, that could indeed be. I've not been in the negotiating room with any of his people or himself with the Canadian leadership, but it could be saying, listen, we know that we don't get any pay back in Michigan until the bridge is paid for, then we become part of it. In the meantime, we have no leverage unless you start working with us. So it could be. I can't say for certain, but this president will negotiate tough for America, and a lot tougher than most presidents have, and I think it's because he said we lost too much over the years, and I found out how much advantage we were being taken of by major countries that we assisted in rebuilding after wars, et cetera, or enemy countries like China that have told us that they're going to take over America, and we ought to believe them when the enemy tells us.
Absolutely.
So this president will not set back on his laurels, and tough negotiation sometimes looks strange to the rest of us because we're not involved with that. He is, and he's been successful.
U.S. economy added 57,000 jobs in June, less than expected at this point. Oil prices fell yesterday. Stock market went up. Every time he says that the U.S.-Iran talks in Qatar, which we're kind of not a part of, I guess, are going well. Any thoughts on that whole situation?
Yeah, well, we had a briefing from Secretary Rubio on, when was that, Monday, Tuesday afternoon. And it was illustrative of what's going on. And one thing that became very clear is that what we're hearing from CNN and other national news sources are generally talking points for Iran. And they aren't true. The negotiations are going on well. America still has taken the same position. We will not accept an Iran that does not turn over nuclear power to us. We will not have the Straits of Hormuz blocked by anybody. It's international waters. Nobody controls that. And we will have no proxies that are still funded by Iran going after our friends in arms in that region, including Israel. So that has not changed. There has been nothing given by the United States against our interests that we had not already stated we were willing to work with if Iran would hunker down and negotiate properly. Iran, when they put out the fact that they have agreed to certain aspects of the nuclear, I mean, that's nuts. What power do they have? They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force anymore. They can't take down our planes flying over or Israel's planes flying over. We have total command of the airspace, and we've shown it. And the president in his negotiation says, okay, we'll keep negotiating toward a settlement, but if you back away from that in any way that hurts us, you'll be sorry. And I think he's shown that so far.
The president has done many things in a different way than we might have usually expected. One of the reasons he was elected, I'm sure. I felt very uncomfortable watching him sell watches on television, frankly, watching our president selling watches. But I was really shocked, and don't exactly know where to go with this, to see that he's made $2 billion while he's in office. Does that rock you a little?
Well, we know that the president has had to turn over the administration of his investments to someone else. And that basically, I believe, has been his family, his boys, doing that work. They've been successful. He's been successful. There is nothing against any member of Congress or elected official still making money off investments, but it has to be done really with blindness to it. I know that Sue and I have 401k, we have investments, we have stocks, we have to follow the law. And most recently, we had some investments that we weren't aware of, and ultimately, we had to make an amendment, and we're okay. But we have somebody else do that for us, and that's what all of us ought to be taking care of our future. If we're elected official, we got to keep a hand's distance.
No question. All right. Pastor Wahlberg, once a pastor, always a pastor, and congressman, once a congressman, always a congressman, even if you leave. Pastor Tim Wahlberg, I'm calling upon you right now for a 250th anniversary 4th of July blessing to somehow bring the country together for this.
Thank you for that. Father God, we come to you and thank you for the blessing of America, the blessing that came from us at the very inception, kneeling down after our framers and founders found that they weren't finding a way to conclusion of setting our government in place. And they went to their knees and they asked for your guidance, knowing that this country couldn't succeed without your guidance. They accepted that guidance. They established a country that was based on freedom, that was based on a constitution that gave rights and liberties to all. And we thank you for that. We blessed not only ourselves, but the world. And God, help us to continue that, to not be selfish in any way, shape, or form, not be willing to sacrifice for the best of this country and for the future of this country, but in turn to also acknowledge the fact that the basic traditional principles we were established on, that really came from you, blessed us. May we continue those. and ultimately see us expand beyond 250 years like no other empire in the world has ever done. May we be able to do it because we honor you. And it's in the name of Jesus, my Savior, I pray. Amen.
Pastor, Congressman Tim Walberg, to you and your wife, Sue, I hope you have a very special, meaningful 4th of July, 250th birthday celebration. I know you will. Thank you, sir.
To you and your listeners as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you as we continue in focus on WJR.